Kilman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, he's our resident gaming guru. He's at Caption Barbosa on Twitter. He's over at LazyGamer.net. Alessandro, how's it going?
I'm good, and you, Ari?
Good, good. All right, let's get into some of the big gaming news for the week. They've got the cred because they did Mortal Kombat, but now the developers of Mortal Kombat may be announcing something very, very cool, a second installment real soon.
Yeah, so NetherRealm Studios, they kind of the people who, you know, they're kind of the godfathers of the fighting game genre. Like you said, they are the creators of Mortal Kombat. And when you think of 2D fighters, Mortal Kombat is, you know, pretty high up on the list as one of the classics out there. But a few years back, NetherRealm took a break, a very short break from Mortal Kombat, and they decided to stick to their fighting game roots, but bring in a whole host of new characters. And those characters came from the DC universe. So they created this really cool game called Injustice. It was basically Mortal Kombat, except with the likes of, you know, Batman, Superman, Green Arrow, Aquaman, all those cool guys that you now see getting their own films and, you know, in the comics and stuff. But what was really great about Injustice was that it introduced players to this whole new story within the DC universe that actually continued in a comic book series that is like widely revered among DC fans still to this day. It's one of the best comic lines in the DC universe in recent memory. So the game was kind of a catalyst for that, and the game itself was really good. It kept a lot about what was good in Mortal Kombat and gave it that whole DC spin that made you feel like you really were, you know, fighting against Superman or fighting as Batman against Arrow or something like that. So it's not too surprising that a sequel seems to be in the works. This week, a rumor popped up that suggested the game would be announced fairly soon, actually next week, just before E3. And considering it's been over a year now since Mortal Kombat 10 came out last year, it seems, you know, kind of in line with NetherRealm's planning and their kind of development cycle. So the rumor also suggests that the game will be announced next week and come out as early as March in 2017. So for all we know, it could be revealed and then have a huge spot on stage at E3 with loads of gameplay and loads of, you know, new features to talk about and stuff. And this is kind of on par with what happens just before E3. A lot of people take the time to announce stuff just before, if they don't have a show on stage at the show, and then use the show to, you know, give people their first kind of look at the game. So I think it's a really good idea. I think it's probably happening. It seems, you know, these kind of rumors that are so specific, that it's very rare that they're often off point. And I'm really excited to see what they do with this second installment in the franchise.
Very cool. Keeping to the theme of rumors, Nintendo, that massive new console, they've delayed manufacturing it because of some rumors, apparently, that it's going to be even doper than we may have initially expected.
Yeah, so Nintendo is confusing and awesome and then confusing again because they don't seem to really know what they want to do with their new console. So for anyone who isn't caught up, Nintendo has been developing a new console, which right now only has the code name NX. And for years now, they've been saying that this is going to be a revolutionary console in the way that it's going to combine traditional console gaming and mobile gaming. So a lot of people have speculated that they're kind of going to retain the controller that their previous console, the Wii U, had, in which it has a screen and it connects to the console and you'll be able to play games like that. What they think will happen with the NX is that you'll be able to throw that controller in your bag and play games on the go as well. So it's kind of like if PlayStation decided to merge their PlayStation Vita and the PS4, kind of like that. So they haven't actually revealed the console yet. They were meant to at E3, and then a few months ago they pulled out and said they're not going to show it at E3 because they don't feel it's the right time to show it, but that the console will come out in March of 2017. That might no longer be the case because just this week a rumor suggested that their production had halted in China and that Nintendo was delaying production, mass production of the NX console until December later this year because they want to relook at options, including VR. So the rumor, which was posted on DigiTimes, suggests that Nintendo wants to integrate VR into their console. And that's a huge thing because that means they're going to need to relook at how powerful the hardware is because virtual reality requires a lot of power to get running. And they might even be designing their own virtual reality headset to go with it. So what it means for the console's release, I mean, it seems fairly certain that if it's true and if they're delaying manufacturing by 6 months, there's no way they'll get the console out by March of 2017. Mm. So it could mean an even further delay for Nintendo's NX, which would put it in a weird spot because Microsoft and Sony are expected to announce new hardware at E3, which is completely out of nowhere. And they could end up launching their brand new consoles before Nintendo's even caught up to their generation at this time. So again, I don't know. Nintendo, I really want to like them. And I think they have really great ideas. I just think in terms of execution in the past few years, they've kind of lost their way. And, you know, them, you know, kind of changing the direction of their console within a year of it launching, it doesn't scream confidence to me. So going to have to keep a close eye on that.
Well, Avi on WeChat makes a very interesting point in terms of if that bombs alternative sources of revenue. Avi asks why they haven't released all their classics onto smartphones yet.
Yeah, so that's actually kind of happening. Last year, Nintendo entered a deal with a mobile publisher and developer in China, and they're actually doing a lot of stuff with mobile now. So their first big entry into that was a small game called Miimoto, which isn't available in South Africa, unfortunately, but it's huge in the States and Japan right now. It's like almost like a Nintendo-style Snapchat sharing social thing. And for some reason, it's like blown up overseas. And they're planning to bring stuff like Pokemon to smartphones by the end of the year. A game called Pokemon Go is coming. They might be bringing stuff like Mario. It's all like they've started this partnership with this mobile partner, and that is kind of the direction they want to go. And again, it could tie into their new console because they could be bridging this gap between mobile and smartphone gaming and their console. So a lot of people are on edge to see how that pans out. But a lot of people have also asked why Nintendo doesn't just become a game publisher and leave consoles behind, you know, outsource their franchises like Mario and Pokemon and Zelda to the likes of Sony and Microsoft and, you know, get all their money through software sales instead of trying to compete on a hardware level where they've been struggling, you know, for the past generation. So I don't know. These are all things that a lot of critics have suggested, but Nintendo seems to be ignoring everyone.
All right, shifting gears away from some Nintendo news. Watch Dogs 2, what's the latest?
So it's like the worst kept secret that Ubisoft could have possibly tried to keep for the past year. But Watch Dogs 2 was officially announced by them this week. It's a sequel to an open world game where you played as basically a hacktivist. His name was Aiden Pierce. And when the game was revealed, there was this huge emphasis on you're a normal civilian and you're using stuff like your smartphone and the internet to kind of rebel against, structure and order and an oppressive government within the city of, I think it was Chicago, where the first game was set. So it kind of didn't end up being like that. It devolved almost into a Grand Theft Auto kind of clone, which was cool. It was still a really good game at the time. I just think that it was a huge missed opportunity in the kind of direction it was revealed to be going for and then what it actually ended up being. So there's a lot of interest surrounding the sequel now, which apparently is going to involve a new city, a brand new protagonist, and basically just be set within the same kind of universe as the first game. So for well over a year now, it's been rumored that Ubisoft was working on it, and they mentioned it in financial earnings calls. There were leaks about it, and this week they kind of just said, okay, you know what? Everyone knows that we're working on it. It's pointless trying to keep it a secret before E3. They're going to reveal it properly at E3. It is in development, and it's supposedly coming out in November this year in the same slot that Assassin's Creed would have come out. But again, that franchise is taking a break for this year. So I think there's a lot of space for them to improve with the sequel. I think they can take a lot of feedback from people who said that they wanted the first game to be a little more smart and a little more clever with the way it kind of used these really interesting ideas of being able to bring down a city just using a smartphone, because that's kind of what, you know, the kind of world we live in where everything's kind of interconnected, you know. So if they dabble with that a bit more, I think it could be a very interesting sequel. But other than that, I mean, it was a really successful game for Ubisoft. So, you know, if they're going to listen to people over sales, it's a bit of a tough ask for them as well. So we'll see the game officially at E3. It's joining the likes of the new South Park title that Ubisoft is working on, Ghost Recon Wildlands, and the sword fighting game called For Honor that was revealed last year at E3. And then Ubisoft also teased that they have some unannounced games to show off at the show as well, which is customary for them. Watch Dogs back in 2012, I think it was a huge surprise at E3 that no one expected. So I expect Ubisoft to kind of pull something out the hat just like that in just under a week.
Yeah, all roads lead to E3, huh?
Yeah, it's kicking off just over a week's time. It's not this coming Monday, it's the next Monday where all the conferences take place. They actually start a week from Sunday. Bethesda and E3 have their... Ooh, sorry, my phone. Bethesda and EA have their conferences on the Sunday this year, and then on the Monday is the standard Microsoft, then Ubisoft, then Sony conference. And then the Tuesday after that, E3 kicks off for 3 days. And there's going to be tons of news. There's going to be tons of new games there because that's where everyone kind of announces their things. And I'll be in LA again this year to cover it all. So, yeah.
Very cool. Well, we'll touch base with you throughout that. Alessandro, thank you so much. It's all the latest gaming news. It's at Caption Barbosa if you want to keep up with this guy all day on Twitter. Dude, have a dope weekend.
You too, Ari. I'll check you next week.
Peace out. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.